Hello, Wildcats. It is your boy, Kev, coming at you like the nacho cheese at Ponderosa. Is that just water? We don't know. We'll eat it. We're kids. We don't know any better. And anyways, this is just a heads up to let you know that this is a comedy and crime podcast. So even though we do cover many serious cases and true events, we do like to throw in some inappropriate jokes and some dark humor and things like that. So if you are easily offended, this is not the podcast for you. And also, just want to give you a heads up, I don't know what happens to a couple of the mics in this episode, but quality in like the last half on a couple of the mics kind of peter off a little bit. So, but anyways, hopefully you enjoy the rest of the episode. Thank you everyone for listening. Be good, stay safe, and laugh at the dark stuff. Hashtag Wildman, baby. Me and Toof at my mom's house. We're hanging out at my mom's house. Me and Tim at my mom's house. Me and Spence at my mom's house. Couple boys at my mom's house. Horny boys at my mom's house. Having fun at my mom's house. Just hanging out at my mom's house. The whole crew's at my mom's house. The horny boys at my mom's house. We're hanging out at my mom's house. Just having fun in my mom's house. The horny boys at my mom's house. We hanging out at my mom's house. The whole crew at my mom's house. Come on over to my mom's house.
Alright, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down. Brothers come in place tonight.
Which is never 10 seconds.
Never.
Alrighty, I lost my virginity to a Saigon whore.
Alright, I'm ready.
Alrighty.
I don't know if you guys could hear that, but I had to talk to my mom real quick.
Yeah, why were you telling her if she was there? So, alrighty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more.
More!
And before we get into today's topic, which isn't a topic because it's a comedy episode, I want y'all to meet some good boys.
What's going on, guys? This is Tim, or Game Genie, as the IRS called me when they saw my taxes.
Fuck yeah.
And then you borrowed money from me, and I was the game loan shark.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you were.
Dude, real quick. So you guys already know, like, the history of my half-brother, so we don't need to go there. But yeah. I swear to God, one time, he stacked two game sharks together in the Nintendo 64, and he said, double the power, double the codes, and fucking fried them.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude, he was at least, he was probably, like, 35 when he did it. He was at least 30.
Oh, shit, man.
Double the power, Jesus. Double the codes, fried everything.
Oh, God, dude.
Dude, I feel like there was not a single Nintendo 64 game that I would want to cheat on besides fucking GoldenEye. And the only reason I did it on GoldenEye is because you can be invisible and shoot the guys in the dick. Because I was like 14 and that was awesome.
Holy shit, dude.
Hell yeah.
Getting left and right fucking golden guns, dude. That was amazing.
What up, everyone? This is Spence. I was watching videos on the internet again this afternoon before we started podcasting here.
Nice.
The fuck did I tell you about doing that? You're done. I'm cutting you off.
You can't
last
tell me what to do.
Last time we got a bill.
You can't tell me
what
the
fuck
do.
It was for.
You're just, not my stepmother.
Just pizza.
just pizza.
I'm trying to buy my scissors.
I'm telling you this one more time. If I get another goddamn bill from that granny spanking internet site, you're cut off.
Well, we weren't on grannyspankers.com today. So it's
especially
okay.
If you don't share.
Sorry, it was grannyspankers.russia.hack. No, today I spent my time on a little website called Drewfakes.
Oh.
You've heard of deep fake technology?
No.
Yeah.
Which is using AI to, like, change faces.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, this website takes scenes from movies and uses deep fake technology to put Andrew into them.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh,
that's,
yes.
That's a high demand.
So I watched a bunch of movies on there. There were some cool ones, like in Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah.
The famous shot where he's running from the boulder.
Yeah.
They just made that into Andrew's head.
Oh, that makes it a better movie.
It has the description that it has on all car mirrors. Objects may be bigger than they appear.
Hold on, we haven't got to the one with Andrew's dick yet.
Oh, yes.
In Deep Blue Sea, Andrew pops out and eats Andrew Jackson, or Samuel Jackson, Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, it should be Andrew Jackson.
It should be Andrew Jackson. In The Dark Knight, when the prisoner in jail has the cell phone inside his belly, you just see, like, the shape of Andrew's face, like, poking out of his belly instead.
It's like Andrew, like, headbutting if he's, like, a baby.
But it still makes the same phone ringing sound.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dante's Peak, the whole volcano is just Andrew's dick.
Oh my god, yes.
But the best one was in Shawshank Redemption at the end when he's escaped. And the warden turns and goes, "What about you, fuzzy britches?" to the poster. And the poster's just Andrew. And the fuzzy britches are just his bush.
Oh, yes.
Fuck yeah.
So it was a good afternoon.
Hell yeah.
I like that.
I'm making some more as we speak. I'm loading up the ROMs right now and doing some facial analysis.
The ROMs.
Oh, hey everybody, it's Toof. Bust out your fucking diapers because your baby fucking boy Toof is here.
No.
What the all fuck? Right.
All right.
Oh, so you're not the lead singer of that band anymore then, dude. What band was that again?
Still tomorrow. What are they called? Lost Prophets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dude's a weirdo. And it's your boy Kev, aka the Dirty Dog, or back when I used to be an awesome gay actor with blinding white hair that also did magic, Leslie Neil Patrick Harrison.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, if I was gonna go gay, dude, I would fuck NPH, though, for sure.
Dude, he is, yeah, he's awesome.
He's a handsome guy.
Remember when there were, like, rumors going around that he was going to be the Riddler?
No, I didn't know. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would have been badass.
He did great. What is it from?
Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yeah, is it, like, the Count? Or what do they call him in that?
I forget.
Olaf?
I think it's Count Olaf. Olaf. Yeah. He did great as that.
Yeah,
Did the Riddler have orange hair?
No, James Holmes did.
I say that's my dude that auditioned for it.
He did, and Jim Carrey's did in Batman Forever. I don't know if all the Riddlers do.
Huh.
I don't remember. Since we're talking about good things, I guess I did find that one porno from E-Fuck that we were talking about, where that fan's like, "Yeah,
oh,
love
yeah.
it, whoa!" I recently found that. So
nice.
So this year is not a complete waste.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So what did you do? You went to your user profile and clicked on uploads?
I mean, Kev did just have a son this week, but I mean, that's the second most important thing that's happened this week.
Yes, sir. Finally, something that, 2020. So, good stuff. Yeah, sorry to bring this down, though. I do want to give a shout-out to, it is our boy JP's birthday today.
Oh, man.
So, rest in peace, brother.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's a sad one. And I did want to bring up a funny story, though, about Toof. Have we talked about the turtle tuck?
I'm not sure. I don't remember that one.
Can you tell the turtle tuck story, Toof?
Okay. So when me, JP, and a couple of our buddies all lived together at pretty much age 20, 21, it was pretty much the party house.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
This house was fucking gross.
It was. It was. I didn't like being in there at
all. Just, I remember I only went over there a couple times, and there was just people pissing in the basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
I was those people.
That's fucking gross.
Like, it felt like from the scene from 10 Things I Hate About You, when Bernard, what's his name in real life, Kev Dog?
Oh, Dave Krumholtz.
Yeah, Dave Krumholtz.
Oh, fuck yeah.
He's like, "Don't touch that, you might get hepatitis." It felt like that through the entire house.
It's like the Blair Witch house when you go in there, but the people standing in the corner are just fucking pissing.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Kev, now I'm kind of bummed that we didn't ever piss in the basement of that one that one apartment we had.
Yeah, we should have, dude.
You guys had drains. Yeah, there were drains right there. Just aim for the drain.
Yeah, we should have.
You don't have to admit it, but did you guys ever have a piss jug there?
No, because we're not.
Our name
we're
is
not
Toof.
The fucking Unabomber Toof. We don't.
It's
have,
okay.
We don't,
I understand if you guys are fucking Neanderthals.
We don't have to fucking hide in cabins and piss in jugs.
Fucking Neanderthals.
I'm sorry, Toof. All right, back to the turtle tuck.
I can't. Are you guys? Am I the only one lagging?
I mean, you sound fine to me.
You guys are okay now.
I might have been stuttering.
Ruben.
He is a stuttering Stanley.
Damn it, dude. I was getting ready to follow up with that.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's Sixth Sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, what is the video? I saw this clip where it's Walker, Texas Ranger, and it has the Haley Joel Osment, and then they're like riding in a truck talking. And then they get out and talk to this family, and then he's like, "It's okay. Walker told me I have AIDS."
What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen the show, but
are you sure you didn't dream that?
No, dude, it's fucking real.
Hey there, welcome home.
It's okay, Aunt Alex. I'm a man now.
Oh. Thank you.
That reservation still standing?
Barely. And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
So I don't know why we had this or where we got it from. But we had a inflatable turtle raft with like the handles on the side, and we deflated it, and you can like wrap the arms around your neck and tie it, so it's like a cape kind of. When people would fall asleep, I would put the cape, turtle cape on, and I'd tuck my dick and balls between my legs, and then I'd pull my pants down and like bend my like gooch private area near their face, kind of not touch them or nothing disgusting, but just put it near them, and then we pose and take pictures of it, and I have a lot of pictures.
God, thank and God it became like sleep there.
People be yeah, I was gonna say people became so fucking scared of it, no one would even want to fall asleep there.
The turtle
and
tuck.
If they did, turtle tucked.
Fuck, I love my favorite ones are because Toof also had like four fucking ninja swords. And he would just bring those out. People would be passed out, and he'd just have these swords like an inch from their neck.
Oh my
and
god!
Take pictures.
Dude,
the greatest one ever. It's not even a Toof turtle tuck. You knew things were bad when you got Twan tucked.
Oh my god!
The Twan tuck is the ultimate disgrace and shame.
Yeah, there can't be anything worse than that.
Have we talked about Twan on this podcast?
I feel like we have.
So if we, Twan is just a guy who's just, I don't know. He's like, he's been dealt a pretty shitty hand. Like I love Twan, but he's pretty much a pretty big scrub, to be honest.
Kev, no, hey, let's go over his Fallout attributes, okay? Strength, 0. Agility, 0. Endurance, 0. Intelligence, 0. Luck, -2.
One time, my favorite Twan story is one time. He stole a guy's truck.
Oh my god! And oh yeah.
Yes.
Was it from like a grocery store or where was it from?
It was on. All right. So Twan went to a party near a major metropolitan area that we live at, I guess. And he got left at the party by his friends, so he started walking home. And he was walking near a farm or something, and decided just to like, I guess he saw a truck near the road or something, and he decided to get in it.
So he steals this truck, and then like, how much later? Like 20 minutes later or something, he feels bad about it, and so he comes to bring it back, sees cops and everything, and instead of leaving it like somewhere else, like a block away, he pulls up and drops it off and gets out and just gets arrested.
Yeah. He's like, I made it all the way home and I felt bad for taking the guy's truck, so he's like, I turned around and drove back,
dude.
And he always gets sad. We're like, dude, why don't you just like drop it off at a parking lot and then call and ask like, oh, this suspicious truck is here or something like that.
Yeah,
like he's like, oh my like, god, you're
like,
so
I could have done
stupid.
That
dude, I'm not even joking. One time I was helping Jason take some shit out when you guys were all moving out of that house, and since this house was in Twan's name, he was trying to do repairs. And at one point, someone punched out their front window, And I'm not even joking. I don't know what exactly his plan was, but he was standing at the front window with a little tube of fucking super glue. Oh, I don't know if he was trying to put the window in piece by piece or what he was doing.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, dude. Dude, I've gotten a few emails of people because from last episode, I bleeped out the names. Like, I kept Agnes in there because we kept talking about it, but for the ones we were Googling, and I keep getting people that are like, man, I have to know what that name is. You have to tell me what you bleeped.
Dude, I honestly want to add more bleeps in because, like, it's like a hidden thing that, like, it's a guessing game. Who fucking knows, dude?
Yeah.
You're going to have to find out. Never. But yeah, I love the bleeping thing, man. I don't want to overdo it and just bleep everything, so they're kind of, like, used to it, but I like bleeps that mean something, you know what I mean?
Did you listen to that whole episode, Toof?
The latest one?
Yeah.
Negative.
Dude, it's,
You didn't bleep when I said Bob's.
That's true.
Oh,
I left that in.
Yes. Fuck yes.
But it's, did you listen to the whole thing, Spence?
Not to the end, no.
Dude, it's a funny episode, man. It's also probably one of our, like, worst. Like, I fully expect people to be angry.
Not the cool people.
Yeah, it's true. So we just, I like how since we came back, we just throw the word retard around constantly. Like, we don't care anymore. All right, is Tim back?
Tim is almost back.
I am back, yes.
Hey, Tim, do you remember that teacher in that one video who got in trouble for using the N-word? And, like, when he's saying it, he's like, I used it. I used nigga. He's like, but he says he's not using like the full N word. He's saying it with like the A.
Okay, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm trying to understand it. I really am.
I mean, what did he say specifically to you?
Sit down, nigga.
Keyshawn Chambers is a freshman at Valley High School, a Boy Scout, a football player, a member of the ROTC, an honor roll student. He was hanging around his teacher's classroom door in December. The teacher told him to sit down, and the teacher says that Keyshawn used the N-word first.
And I just kind of was stunned a second. Well, then get away from the door, nigga. And I was just... I repeated the same insult because that's sort of what I've been trained to do.
The school district says that is not what they trained English teacher Paul Dawson to do.
He tried to say I said it, and for some, and I didn't say it, and no one else in the class knows that I said it because I didn't.
Documents from the school investigation show that several of the students interviewed from Valley did not hear Keyshawn say the N-word first. Dawson says that students use the slang version of the N-word at Valley High School all the time. He says N-I-G-G-E-R is a racial slur, but says that students use N-I-G-G-A as often as they'd say dude or hey man. And Dawson says as much as he does not like the word, he still used the slang version to feel more comfortable with black students.
Why is this word used so frequently, so... I just don't understand it, and I'm trying to understand it. I need help. Yes, I use nigga. I've used it. I admit it. I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga. That, you know, nigga this, nigga please, nigga. You know, can you lend a nigga a pencil?
What kind of example are you setting for your students if you use a word that you don't want them to use?
Upon reflection, that's not good.
Dawson was suspended for 10 days without pay from January 9th to January 23rd, and he has to go to diversity training. He says that he's learned from this experience and hopes that others think twice before using the N-word.
I will never say any form of nigga. I'm cured of that.
So I do got something I want to mention real quick.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It is something that I learned because of another podcast from How Did This Get Made? That podcast where they watch shitty movies and talk about it and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, they covered Master of Disguise. You know that one?
Oh, yeah.
It's bad, yeah.
With Dana Carvey. And I learned a very interesting thing. So just to double check it, I went on IMDb and they had it under the trivia stuff there. So I'm just going to read it word for word. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
The scene at the Turtle Club. You remember the Turtle Club?
It's like the only scene that anybody would remember from that movie. Yeah.
Exactly.
Turtle, yeah. Well, the scene at the Turtle Club happened to be filming on September 11th, 2001.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
They filmed that scene as 9/11 happened. This next part. When word of the terrorist attacks reached the set, the cast and crew observed a moment of silence.
And then continued.
You know what that means. He was in that fucking turtle costume. And he did a moment of silence in that costume for the 9/11 attacks.
Jesus, man.
And then, yeah, then they continued filming after that.
That almost just seems disrespectful.
Don't
honestly.
It?
Honestly.
It's like, dude, the moment of silence is nice, but can you get out of that fucking turtle suit?
Yeah, like, maybe just stop. Like, maybe just don't film that movie at all.
Oh, my God.
They start praying, and instead of saying amen at the end, he's like, amen. No. Turtle.
Turtle. Not turtle enough for the Turtle Club.
Oh my
a
God.
A girl I had a crush on a long time ago told me that was her favorite movie.
Oh,
is that when the crush stopped?
Oh my God, dude. No.
I tried watching it and I didn't really understand why that was anyone's favorite movie.
No, that's not even Dana Carvey's favorite movie.
But no, the crush continued a little while later.
Wow. Oh, yes. I can deal with that for a little bit.
You know, it's just a name. I think you're taking it a little bit too literally.
Turtle.
May I help you? Are you a member of the Turtle Club?
Well, not exactly.
Not exactly, but am I not turtly enough for the Turtle Club?
Is he okay?
He's fine.
He's fine, Turtle.
Turtle. He's dreamt of this place ever since he was a child.
Turtle.
Do you think we can go in for a moment? We'll be out in 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
All right.
I thought I could live with it. It turned out I couldn't.
No.
Hey, Toof, I don't know if you remember this or not. We had these speakers. Like, you know how your school always brings in random speakers? Like, about...
Yeah.
Yeah, so these were guys that were in jail. This was in high school. And they brought in these two guys that talked to our school. And the first guy is going on. He's like, man, I lost everything. I lost my wife, my kids, everything I love because of drugs. And he like gave us a sad, heartfelt thing about like you shouldn't do these drugs and stuff because it just stole everything in his life away from him. And then the next guy comes up and he's like, yeah, man. So like I started doing steroids and got acne on my back.
And that was like literally all he had to say.
Holy shit. I don't remember that. Oh,
you don't remember that? I remember they did them because that's where the guy came from.
Oh,
but I don't really remember anything else. Like
this dude gave this whole...
And of course, Fritz. But...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dude giving this whole thing about it. He just lost his entire family and shit. And the other guy, yeah, I just got acne on my back, man. Shit
sucks. Dude, that's seriously so fucking great.
And I kept thinking it'd be funny if I... Like, they had, like, a Q&A thing, and you're like, yeah, I have a question for the guy that lost everything. How bad was the acne on your back?
Kev Dog.
Yo.
Did we ever talk about the whatever guy?
No, we didn't.
Yeah, because that's another thing we can talk about.
Fuck yeah, dude. I got a couple clips I'll probably add into the episode so people know who we're talking about.
Yeah.
I know his name was Daryl. And the name
of
the episode,
his name's fucking Daryl.
So this is a Steve Wilco show. The name of the episode was Stepbrother Rapist,
? Oh my God, yeah.
This guy, like, he's not a good guy, okay, at all. Don't get me wrong, yeah. He's a horrible guy. I'm not defending him at all. But because he comes out and just instantly gets his ass beat and bullied, which he should.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted him to be found innocent so goddamn bad. I wanted him to be like, all right, we got your results. Holy shit, you're telling the truth. But No, obviously that didn't happen. So this guy, he comes out. He has like one weird fucking eye. You can tell he's just not all there.
No.
And anytime they have anything to say to him, he just goes, whatever.
Whatever.
You were asked, did you tell your daughters to say they were raped by Daryl? And you answered no. And the results of your lie detector tests is that you have told the truth. You said that when you found out, you showed up at Daryl's door and you had a baseball bat.
At my door.
At your door.
I was homeless on the streets with my kids because his dad let him stay with them.
And you had a baseball bat and you wanted to confront Daryl. It's been 6 years since you've seen Daryl. Do you want to confront him now?
Yes, I do.
Let's bring Daryl out.
You are a liar.
Hey, hey,
you
stop.
You are lying to
hey,
my God. Kids.
Hey,
I didn't do
hey, 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 hey.
No.
Hey.
Boy, no. I didn't do
listen to me.
I didn't do nothing to her. Get out of my face.
I didn't do you're not going to talk like that. You want to cheat?
I didn't do
you're
going
to choose the rape? We're going to find out. Calm down.
I didn't do
you're going to learn about your lie detector results, and we're going to get to them right now.
I didn't do
well,
nothing.
What
are you going to do about it?
Do you want to find out?
Look, come on.
You better
get out of my face. What?
She passed the light. You want a chance to talk? You say you didn't do it? Then you control yourself. You don't act like a madman on my stage. Do you understand? Yeah. Now get out there. And you'll stand. Yeah. You accuse the rape of two girls. You come out here, you act like the bad guy. Listen,
to
get a chance to talk. Listen, this isn't the whatever show. Sit there and listen, and
quit
then I'll give you a chance
me.
To respond.
Quit yelling
but listen
at
to me, damn it.
How about if I get you are lying, Daryl.
No, I'm not.
Tell
lying.
The truth.
No,
for
I'm
her.
Not.
Tell the truth.
No, I'm not.
You want to tell her something? Go ahead.
I never touched any of those
You're lying.
Girls. No, I didn't.
Believe you.
Let
I
him
believe
have a
you.
Chance to talk.
Never. I never laid a hand on any of them.
I don't believe you. You're lying.
Whatever. I'm not lying.
I believe my girl.
I'm not lying.
Well, you know
I
what?
Believe
what
my
we
girl.
Do
I'm not
know.
Lying.
Pay attention, damn it. What we do know is she took a lie detector test and she passed.
What now?
I'm looking at you and I see somebody that's nervous.
I didn't do
You didn't
nothing.
Do anything.
No.
So
I
these
didn't.
Two girls come on TV looking
my
at
babies.
Camera. Hold on a second. They look in this camera, they tell this audience that this man raped me.
It's
and they
not
have pain
true.
In her eyes.
It's not true.
And why
not
would
true.
They do it? You tell me a good reason why these girls would go in front of millions of people.
Because mom put them up to it.
Her mom?
Oh,
yeah,
I
you did. Yeah, you did.
You don't touch her.
What hey. Do you get so worked up for? She passed.
He knows he's
Let's
lying.
Find out how worked up you are. Let's see the results of yours. And I don't want to hear any excuses.
They're going to come back.
Oh, you know what?
Do it.
If it didn't come back that you didn't do it, I will apologize to you. I will say, I'm sorry for yelling at you, Daryl. But I'll tell you what. When these results come back and you fail.
I didn't fail.
I don't want to hear any excuses.
I didn't fail.
About you were tired. You were
whatever.
Hungry.
Whatever.
You were nervous.
Whatever you want to believe. Whatever you want to believe.
I want to believe these
whatever.
Results. One way or the other, buddy. One way or the other. Did you have sexual contact or intercourse with Melissa? You answered no. Did you have sexual contact or anal sex with Melissa? And you answered no. Did you ever have Melissa masturbate for you?
No.
Okay. Did you ever have sexual contact or intercourse with Amber?
No.
Did you have sexual contact or anal sex with Amber?
No.
Did you have Amber masturbate for you?
No, I didn't.
And you responded no to all these questions on the lie detector test. And do you want to know the results
yeah,
for your lie detector
yeah,
test? You did not tell the truth.
You
that's
are
a lie.
You
that's a lie.
You
I'm a lie. That test is lie.
You
that test is lie.
You
that test
the
is
test.
Lie. I never that's did that. That test is lie.
You didn't tell the truth.
No, that test is lie.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
You ripped
no,
two little girls.
No, I didn't.
Did. Yeah, you
no,
did.
Did. No,
girls.
I didn't.
Admit
no,
it.
I didn't. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. I did not.
Yeah,
no, I didn't. You're lying.
You're lying.
I I didn't do nothing.
She's not lying.
Yes, she is.
You lied.
No, I'm not.
You lied.
No, I'm
she's
not.
Lying.
She's lying.
And you know what you're doing? You're making
she's
these.
Lying.
You're making these two little girls.
I didn't do
every
nothing.
Day.
Whatever.
Every
whatever.
Day. You continue this.
Whatever.
Lie. You let
whatever.
Them suffer. Whatever. Whatever. I'd like to smack the whatever right
whatever.
Out of your head.
I didn't do that.
You don't go after her.
Get your hands off of me. Get your hands off of me. Don't
you
ever touch
me again. Push me. You're going to go after a woman?
I didn't
I'm going to allow rapists to go after a woman? Over my dead
body. I'm not a rapist.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Not only you rape the
whatever.
Two girls, you want to charge the mother.
Whatever.
You want to go attack her.
Whatever. She's lying.
Whatever.
Your
can you say something?
Lying. Your breath is a lie.
Huh?
Your breath is a lie. Your breath is a lie.
Sick bastard.
No, I didn't.
Sick bastard, raping children.
I ain't no rapist.
And then you try to charge the
I'm
mother.
I'm not a rapist.
What are you going to do, beat her up for telling the truth?
Huh? Yes, she's lying.
What are you going to do? So what are you going to do?
Do lying about me on TV.
So what are you going to do, beat her up? What are you going to do? If I don't stop you, what are you going to do to her? You going to beat her up? I'm supposed to let you charge a woman? Huh? I'm supposed to just
she's
let you run
about
after
me on TV.
So what are you going to do, beat her up?
And you're lying about the test.
I'm not lying about the test.
Yeah, you are.
You took the test.
Yeah, you are.
And I got the results.
Whatever.
And I read them.
Whatever.
Then you put your hands on me.
You were putting your hands on me?
I'm stopping you.
You were putting hands on me?
I'm stopping you.
Because
I'm
she's sitting out
now.
There lying on TV
put your hands
about
on
me,
now, tough guy.
Making me look
I'm not,
like...
I'm staying right here. Put your hands on me now. I'm not putting my hands on you. Put your hands on me. See what happens. There's going to be no more pushing. Put your hands on me.
No.
Go charge her.
If
you know
you
what?
Touch me
charge
again,
her one
I
more
will.
Time.
I
charge
will
her.
If you touch
oh, you know
me
what?
Again.
Let's go back on stage. I want you to charge her one more time. And we'll see if we're going to do any more pushing. Come on.
I
charge
don't even
her one
want
more
to see
time.
Her.
Let's go. And I want to see you make that mad gas for this woman again. And I want to see how much pushing gets done now. There she is. She's
wait,
a liar.
You know you're lying.
Charge her.
No,
hold
right.
on a second. I'm trying
whatever.
To point her. Whatever! Whatever!
There was one time he said it with a B.
Yeah.
Like, whatever.
They even,
and that's just how I see it every time.
They even put a counter on the screen at one point, didn't they?
Fuck yeah, I think
or
they
was
did.
That just a YouTube video?
I can't. I don't think they did it in the actual episode, but probably on the YouTube video.
If I have a brief memory of it, then it happened.
Dude, and they're like he gets in Steve's face. Actually, like this guy couldn't fight Steve at all, but he
no,
shoves
dude,
him and gets
no.
in his face, and he just says whatever to everything. They're like, "You raped this little girl, whatever,
whatever."
I didn't rape her.
I didn't rape you, whatever.
You called me names on TV. He says that too, and there's one point where he fails the test, like the lie detector test. And he's backstage, and he keeps yelling, "Get out of my face." And then Steve is like, "You failed the test. You were lying." And he goes,
"This is lying, dude.
Your test is lying, dude.
Test is lying, dude."
Oh, yeah, I'll put those clips in right here because they're pretty
oh,
good.
Oh, they're so good.
I couldn't get the clip of where the actual girl that he was doing stuff to confronts him.
Yeah.
And she's like, "I will never forgive you for what you did to me." He's like, "Whatever."
Yeah, he legit says fucking whatever to her.
To her face. Whatever.
Yeah.
God, I wanted him to be innocent so bad, dude.
God, I want
to
be him.
Oh
his
God.
Shirt gets there... ripped almost all the way off his back.
Yeah.
He gets shoved there... into things on the set. He gets.
There was one day, like, because after JP showed it to me, there's one day where, like, people would ask us for stuff at the restaurant we worked at, and we just kept saying, whatever.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, every time. Like, hey, we're down this, whatever.
Whatever.
Like, every time, whatever.
Dude, JP took it to the extreme, man. Whatever became, like, half his vocabulary.
It
like,
was
to anything, dude. To anything people said. Whatever.
Whatever. Whatever.
Oh, man. This dude, I really wanted him to be innocent. I like when they crumble up the test and just throw it at him.
Yeah.
He's so fucking dumb, dude.
They just bully the fuck out of this guy. I know, but he's a rapist. You're like, okay, this is fine.
That's the thing. Like, he deserves it, but you kind of feel bad for a little bit because he just gets fucking dunked on this whole episode.
Well, because for a good amount, you don't know if he's, like, innocent or not. So, like, for a little bit, you're like, okay, maybe he's innocent. You guys are just being mean. But.
Oh, just.
No, he wasn't.
Straight getting fucking dunked on, man.
And, like, how this guy looks, basically just go to, like, any Circle K at, like, 1 in the morning. he's there. He might even be working there.
Oh, man.
Any of the people inside might be him.
Yeah, it really, yeah. It doesn't matter. You might walk in and become him.
Dude, the Circle K by where you used to live, Tim, that got robbed, like, every day, pretty much. When we used to stay at this one dude's house, that was, like, a party house around there.
Oh, God, yeah.
Remember they'd have contests, Toof? They'd have contests to see who could go there and steal the most shit.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget the Slim Jim belt. Dude, these guys were fucking geniuses. You know what? If you guys have read, I know Kevin has, but is it just Violent J? Yeah, Violent J came out with an autobiography, and there's like a couple sections in it where Shaggy 2 Dope does like stealing tips.
Oh, yeah, God. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So here's my stealing tip that I learned from these guys. Wear two pairs of like denim pants, but tuck the inner pants into your socks. That way you literally can just open your pants up and just whip shit down your pants and they won't fall out.
Dude, don't tell people how to steal shit.
I'm not telling them to do it.
Oh.
I'm just telling them how it happened.
Come on, man. We have kids that listen to this shit.
You hear this, Lance? This is for you, Lance.
Tim, I'm not going to say his name, but I mean, we all hate this fucking dude. But when he used to work at Circle K, remember when you bought something and he gave you your change? He's like, hey, man, can I have that change?
I just fucking told Spence this story. I literally just, the hot dog.
Yeah.
I was just telling him this literally like seconds before we got on the podcast.
Hey, can I have your change to get a hot dog? Dude. It's like fucking 1 in the morning. You just
fucking
eat one.
There.
Just fucking eat one. You're not getting my change for this.
But let me get back to that stealing story. The funniest part was like, so they were like bragging who could steal the most. So one day we had a steal off, I guess. They both came back. They lifted up their pant legs and like emptied all the candy out and whatever they took. And there was a shit ton of it. And, like, the one guy clearly won, and, like, he started laughing, and he's like, oh, that's not it. And then he, like, undoes his pants, and he literally has a belt of, like, 20 Slim Jims. He, like, wrapped them all in his waist, like, through his underwear or something. It's fucking hilarious. I think they stole, like, what was it, like, $80 to $120, something like that, worth of shit?
Dude, and this same guy,
outrageous.
This is what this same guy did, because he thought it was funny. It makes no sense. So we would go to this gas station, and it's just two Middle Eastern dudes that work there. And they're nice guys. They're always really cool and nice to us. And the first time we go there, this kid, he buys a bag of party mix, all right? We come back like 2 hours later, and he still has that party mix. He didn't eat it all. So he's like, hey, guys, watch this. This is going to be funny. He like puts the party mix. It's like a half bag, and he keeps it in his pocket. And then when we go inside, he's like, oh, party mix. Acts like he picks up a new bag and then pulls his old one out and starts eating it and walks out. We're like, you're a fucking idiot. It just looks like you stole it. Why is that funny?
That's not funny
and
at all.
So the dude and him get into an argument for like 20 minutes over this about trying to get him to pay for it. But it's like, what is your fucking game plan?
Yeah, that's not funny.
And you just got all of us in trouble for nothing.
God, so good. Same house. Can I tell the piss mattress story then?
Yeah, dude. I love it.
Oh, God. All right. So there's a guy that lived at this party house, and we were just dickheads back then. We actually liked the guy, but we were just being in a dickhead mood, I guess. And he didn't sleep with a mattress sheet on, so it was just a straight mattress. And it was an older mattress. So there was like actually a hole in the center of the mattress. Like, probably big enough to almost put two fists in.
Jesus.
So, we put a baggie of weed in the hole, and then I laid on the mattress and put my dick in the hole and pissed in it.
Oh, my God.
So, when he got the baggie, he'd be all wet with piss. And then here's where it gets wild. Dude. He got the baggie and all the piss and everything, and I don't know if he knew or knew about that, but we started going in his room, picking, because he had two mattresses, picking up the one mattress and pissing on top of the other one, and then just lowering the mattress and leaving. Jesus. And we did it multiple times. Like, it would be like a line of us pissing. I remember me, Paul, JP, Gray were all pissing on this dude's bed.
And this is a guy, this story you began with, we didn't even really hate this guy.
Yeah, you guys are just fucking douchebags.
Yeah, pretty much. These are old tube stories. All right, fucking... so I got a continuation of the story of the man whose bed we pissed on.
Yeah.
So, no names. All right, so me, and it's a JP story for his birthday. So me, JP, and this guy were going to the gas station. I think he needed to get gas in his car. He was drunk, so I drove his car, and we went to go get gas. On the way there, we saw a girl from our school, and he, is it cat call? Or is it like, is it dog call? What the fuck is it where you like, hey girl, what's up?
It's cat call, yeah.
Cat call, okay. So he leans out and starts catcalling. He's like, hey, girl, what's up? And she's like, not much, going down to the bowling alley. He's like, oh, hell yeah. And he's like, you look fine, blah, blah, blah. And we just drove off, and that was it. We get back to the house, and we convince him to call the bowling alley and ask for her. He talks to her on the phone, and he's like, you know, you're really cute. You know, we should hang out. And she's like, yeah, come pick me up at the bowling alley. So we give him, what the hell? He's like, he called up. And he's like, dude, I know you got a bunch of alcohol liquor in the fucking freezer. Can I start pounding it? Because I'm going to fuck this nasty bitch.
Oh, dude.
Like, fuck yeah, dude. So he starts pounding, I think, Captain Morgan and Jaeger.
Ugh.
And so we That's drive him much. Up there. And like halfway up there, he's like, I don't want to do this, dude. She's fucking nasty. And we're like, no, dude, you said you were going to do it. You drank the liquor. And he's like, I don't want to do it. He's like, turn this car around. I'm going to punch the fucking both of you right now. And we just, me and JP are in front just laughing our ass. I'm like, go fucking ahead and swing, dude. You're still going through with it. And then, like, he's like, I'm going to fucking punch both of you. Don't fucking turn this car around. Like, dude, go ahead and do it. And he just, like, psychs himself into going along with it. He's like, let's fucking do it, dude.
Oh, my God.
But, go to the bowling alley. She is waiting outside, gets in the car. Oh, my God. And it's so fucking weird, man. And we drive back to the house. He goes in the bedroom with her, and they're in there for like 2 or 3 hours. And then the guy's house, who the party house was, he goes in the room too.
What the fuck?
And me and JP are on the couch like, dude. And then the guy who owned the house, he went to his bedroom. And the other guy whose bed we pissed in, he stayed in. I wonder if the piss was after this time. But he stayed in his bedroom, and she like came out, and like I'd almost describe it as like taking a break from having sex with them, because like me and JP are on the couch, and she just sat on the like recliner, and she just had like I'm gonna describe it as like a sports bra on, and you could just see like her stomach was all sweaty and stuff. And me and JP are like, what the fuck? And she's like, you guys got a cigarette? We're like, no. She like sat out there for like 2 minutes and then just went right back in the room. And we're like, dude, that was fucking disgusting. Dude, she had so many fucking fat stomach rolls. She looked like the Michelin man. And it literally made me sick. Like, I think I like dry vomited in my fucking mouth. Like, seeing her fat, sweaty, rolly stomach, knowing she just got done fucking was seriously the most disgusting shit.
Yeah. Fat, sweaty Betty.
Oh, dude, yuck. And then we pissed
like
in his
how
bed.
Much that story needs to be cut out.
I know.
It's going to sound like a fucking Eminem fucking edited version on the radio.
Just drank a pint of Kool-Aid. There with the drive? Go Derby ahead. Drive?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. You know who we haven't talked about yet? And we
wait. Oh, no. I actually don't want to say this part. Well, since you're going to be cutting some stuff out, I don't know if Spencer or Tim even know this one. I think that she stayed the night or something like that. Because I know it was in the daytime. Well, fuck, was it? Maybe later that night. Yeah, it was later that night because we did it in the morning. So yeah. Later that night, we drove her back to her house. And it's at the...
At least that part was nice.
It was. It's the trailer park. So we dropped her off there. And we went back to the house. And we realized her like purse and... I don't know, some other shit was at, like, the house still, like, the one we were at. So we're like, oh, fuck, we need to give this back to her. So we drove it back, and I fucking got out of the car, took, like, two steps, and just whipped it toward the house, and it flew in the fucking bushes, and we just left.
What the hell?
I think it was a shirt, too, and, like, the shirt, like, landed on top of the bush, so maybe she would have found it. I don't know.
That's staying. Yeah, I'm keeping that part in.
Oh, dude, you can keep that. It's funny as fuck, dude. Like, how shit my aim was, because I, like, underhand frisbee through it, and it just flung right in the fucking bush, and we just took off laughing.
Fuck yeah, dude. Old Tooth was such a douche.
I know, dude. Oh, yeah. You were an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, I knew him for, like, a minute, but, like, there was a time where we were just driving around, and it wasn't even fucking trick-or-treating, and Tooth was just throwing candy out the window at people. I'll say, trick-or-treat, motherfucker, or some shit like that.
Tooth is, like, the anti-wingman Old Tooth was. There was a while where, like, I had a crush on this girl at work, and it was back when I was embarrassed that I played D&D, and randomly come back and be like, oh, hey, DM. I'd be like, what? Yeah. What are you talking about? I'd be like, she's like, oh, Tooth told me to call you Dungeon Master. You of a bitch, Tooth. Why?
Hey, that's how you know if you get a ride or die or not, though, man.
Just immediately, dude. Just fucking right off the bat, call him Dungeon Master.
Imagine, like, her Googling that because she didn't know, and she's even more confused when she Googles it. What the fuck is this? Why is there a screen?
I remember when Old Tooth started to change, because
oh my God,
we were riding in Jason's car. Everything shitty Tooth does was always in Jason's Lumina, which had like a big Hatchet Man sticker on it, so you could easily know who it is.
What was it that time too? I think it might have been.
I think so.
Yeah,
but
I think JP was driving.
This is when Tooth had his Grinch moment, where his fucking heart grew a little bit bigger. There was this little kid riding a bike, and Tooth, he had a full polar pop, and he was like, "I'm gonna chuck this at that kid." Such a piece of shit, dude. You're such a worthless piece of shit back then. And he puts the window down, and Jason's going slow as fuck, and Tooth misses. And we knew right then he missed on purpose. And later on, you even said you missed on purpose. And that's when we knew you did have a heart, Tooth.
I just couldn't do it.
It was your fucking idea. I mean, I'm glad you didn't. I'm so happy. Dude, oh my God. How have we not told the story of the Little Caesars girl? The lady at Little Caesars?
Wait, so, lady?
Yeah, so Tooth, there's this little...
I know a guy at Little
there's
Caesars.
This Little Caesars, and there's this lady that worked there, and she drove a minivan.
Oh, okay. All right.
Probably, like, there was a while during the summer where it might have been once a week where we would go halvesies on a Little Caesars, $5, and we each throw in $2.50, get half a pizza, but then Tooth would always say... Yeah, I just want a thing of sauce also, so get the crazy sauce for a dollar.
Yeah.
And immediately goes outside, opens it up, and throws it at this lady's minivan. He just opens it up and chucks it.
She drives her fucking kids in that, too. You son of a bitch.
Chucks it at the windshield of this minivan. And like, they had to know it was him, because sometimes he would just go in and buy only that. Like, we wouldn't even get a pizza. And I guess we got to tell the M&M bitch story then.
Yeah, because that's what I thought you were going for.
There's a blonde guy, a blonde teen kid, probably a teenager, right, who worked at Little Caesars and didn't look anything at all like Eminem, but just because he had blonde hair, Tooth would call Little Caesars and be like, hey, is Eminem bitch there? And he would do it multiple times. And then it got to the point.
Wait. I'd even, like, we'd get the pizza and leave, and then right when we're leaving, I'd, like, stick my head in the door and yell, come on, Eminem, bitch, make me a pizza.
Yeah, dude, he would just start doing it. Like, it became a new thing where you just go open the door and yell, Eminem, bitch. Just harassing this kid. And then on the hot summer days, they leave the back door open. Remember, too, you'd run up to the back door and yell it.
Oh, yeah. And then I don't think I did it again after this, maybe one other time. But one of the final ones was, I was, same thing, get the pizza and start leaving. I'm like, come on, Eminem, bitch, make me a fucking pizza. And he started walking toward the door, yelling at me or saying some shit. Like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Oh, yeah. Dude,
fucking amazing.
I love those days, man. I remember randomly we were just driving through Ashland, me and Jason, and we saw Toof used to have this big ass fucking beater truck that was badass. And I remember we saw it parked at the video store. So we go in there, and we're like, oh, okay, Toof's here. We look around, we don't see him. We go back to the adult section, and he's just standing there with a stack of movies. He's like, oh, hey, what up, guys? He's like, yeah, they got a good deal. Can't pass this up. It's like 2 for $30.
It's just fucking all born.
Dude, it was something even like stupider. It was like fucking like 6 for $80 or something like that. I was like, yeah, I'm going to blow $160 on porn here today. Fuck yeah. So what else do you have planned to talk about? Because I just have two things. I'm going to go with the one.
Yeah, let's
maybe
hear it.
For comedy ones, I want to bring back subreddit of the week.
Oh, I've got one. I meant to mention one.
Fuck yes.
Yeah, let's hear it, Spence.
Because there's one that I was looking at last night that I sorted by top all time, and I was just giggling, man.
Let's hear what yours is.
Neckbeard nests.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It is seriously piss jug fucking heaven. These dudes put me to fucking shame, man. The nastiest fucking houses ever. Like, rooms. Well, these are just rooms. Nastiest fucking rooms ever. But, dude, the piss jugs, man. I should send you the link to this one. This dude lived in his brother's garage, and he was a Twitch streamer. And he probably had 8 to 10, like, milk gallon piss jugs. And then a bunch of, like, 32-ounce Powerade bottles.
Damn.
Filled with piss, too.
Why didn't you tell us that you were a fucking Twitch streamer, too?
Dude, I wish I was this fucking strong and powerful. But no caps, dude, on none of them. It blew my fucking mind.
No caps.
None of them. All just open air piss. It's fucking badass as fuck, dude.
It's badass.
I'll have to take a look at him, dude. Dude, I remember I was going to tell the story a minute ago, and I forgot. I remember in high school when I went to Toop's house, and I remember we just straight up asked your mom, like, hey, can we order a porno? She's like, yeah, sure. Like, didn't care at all.
Yeah, that's fine.
And we were like, all right, dude, this is going to be fucking awesome. It's called hypersex. And we thought it was going to be, like,
God, yes.
People banging at, like, light speed and, like, super sweaty and just going, like, so, like, hummingbird wing speed. We thought it was going to be awesome. No joke, it was just slow motion porno.
It was entire slow motion porno.
And now imagine just me and Toof in a room alone with that playing. It was one of the saddest moments of my life. But the good news is he had a second TV, so we kept that on one, and then we played Mario Kart on the other.
That makes sense.
Dude, I
found my subreddit.
I remember Toof used to have these drawings of naked girls. Like, he would draw them, and he told me that this guy would ask him to draw them for him. And this guy is like, we were in high school. This dude is probably like, I don't know, 30. And Toof's like, yeah, he has me draw them for him. And like that was just a normal thing. And then, okay, this was a complete lie, but he told me that the guy would point to him and be like, yeah, those are tits, aren't they, Jeremiah? Yeah. Yeah, those are tits.
Fuck yeah.
Holy shit, that room you just sent?
Ew. Yeah, dude.
I want to see it.
He's got, like, the good gaming chair, and then he even has a pop filter, and then he just has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 piss jugs.
Oh, I can't
No caps, dude. No caps.
Ew.
There's so much power in that picture.
It looks like fucking James Holmes, his fucking apartment when they went in there and he had like all the things of gasoline and shit for homemade bombs. It looks like that, but it's just
piss.
Dude,
please tell me James Holmes had fucking piss jugs.
Dude, I would rather go through James Holmes' booby-trapped apartment than this dude's piss jug room.
It's like Saw. You like put your hands in the fucking box and it locks your hands. And then it spray paints your hair orange.
So already, Spence, what's your subreddit, brother?
This week's subreddit of the week is r plump buttholes.
Holy shit. This is one I actually have not heard of.
No, that's just a porn sub.
No.
Damn it.
Still, hey, it's a subreddit, dude.
I'm interested. What does plump buttholes mean? It is now in my internet search history. Well, just exactly what I what I thought it was going to be.
Exactly what it says it is.
I already know what it is.
That's cool.
It's,
all right. Fuck, what's her name? Let's have a real one. This week's subreddit of the week, besides plump buttholes, is Bitch, I'm a Train.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just gifs of trains smashing into things.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck
I like
yeah.
that.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I'm looking at the top one right now.
Dude, there was one. I think it's on that subreddit where, like, the police were trying to get to somewhere, and a train just passed. So as soon as it passed, they started crossing the tracks, and it was a double-track train, and another one came and just blasted them.
Oh, Jesus.
Didn't kill them, just blasted them.
God damn it. Now I can't stop looking at these trains.
Do you see Bitch, I'm a Cat?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, he's laying on the bridge.
Yeah.
He gets up on it.
That's awesome.
So we used to work with this guy named Alan.
Oh, yeah.
And before we get anywhere, rest in peace, Alan.
R.I.P., R.I.P.
Fuck, dude.
He's for sure dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
So this dude, rest in peace, he looked just like Uncle Fester.
Yeah.
But like a heavier Uncle Fester. Mm-hmm. And
he used a lot of Axe body spray.
Yeah, super into Axe body spray. He was also super gay. But he was awesome. He was a funny dude. He's a cool dude.
And wait, awesome, just as a tease, because I don't want to tell the story, but he was a small part of Poop Casso. He walked
was
by
he?
At one point. Yeah,
well,
him, and,
say, yeah.
him and Andy
really
walked by at one point.
Gotcha, a really small part then, yeah.
Yeah.
But he went by Big Gay Al, so it's not like, when I said he was super gay, I'm not like making fun of him. He was
yeah,
really
no, he was super open with it. And
yeah,
everyone
yeah,
was cool
was
with it.
Fine with the fact. Yeah.
I remember when he like told us at work, he's like, "Guys, I have something to tell you. I'm gay." We're like, "Yeah, dude, we knew instantly."
We're like, "Yeah, and OJ's the killer." Yeah.
He's like, "And you're okay with that?" I'm like, "Dude, yeah. What am I gonna do? Quit my job now?" like yeah, dude.
Kevin did actually
care.
Quit like the next day though. Okay, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, I told him, man. Not
he
here.
Went and started working at Blockbuster.
Maybe that's why when I left to go to that factory, he came and was like, "Oh my God, you're quitting?"
Yeah, because he said there couldn't be two of you guys there.
Wow.
So Alan, this dude, anytime, like we said, he was pretty open about anything, about talking about anything, and I remember one time the county we live in, their historical group, whatever they were called,
oh, fuck yeah.
They came by because the restaurant just got remodeled, so they were taking all the historical photos, and so we were helping carry them all out to the car, and as they're driving away, like not even like right next to them, it's like, you know, in a movie where they show like a car drive away and they show the people waving at them, it's like that, and then Alan says, "Have a historical day."
That's one of my favorite Alan stories.
Historical day.
Dude, like Alan.
So good.
That was super fucking gay, man.
It's actually pretty fucked up because right after he said that, he was struck by lightning.
Oh. I remember one time at karaoke when I sang Torn by, I forget her name, Natalie.
Natalie and Brugula, yeah. Or how the fuck you say it, yeah.
And he was like, "Kevin, that is the gayest thing I've ever seen."
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
But so this dude, he's like he was, I don't know, like 40 or so. Was that how old he was?
Yeah. Probably somewhere around ish. There. Yeah.
But he was not in good shape at all. It had probably had zero athletic ability. But one time he came to the Y and was playing basketball with us. And well, I guess play would be in quotes.
Yeah, play is a strong word.
But he was on the court. And one of the guys we were playing with, what'd he do to his ankle? How'd he fuck that up, you know?
He just twisted it. It was just running. He just twisted it.
And so we kept making up stories about how Alan fucking crossed him over so hard that he twisted his ankle and broke it. And there's, like, that didn't happen at all. Like, I don't think Alan dribbled or anything. Like, he threw up some shots, but you can tell he is probably, like, never pretty much like in Space Jam after they took the powers away. It's pretty much like Barkley in that scene on the court. It's pretty much Alan. And the next day at work, that kid was in like, did he have an ankle brace on or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And we were like, yeah, dude, you fucking crossed him so hard he broke his ankle. He's like, I did that?
We just convinced him.
We're like, yeah, dude. He's like, oh, I don't even remember. We're like, yeah, dude, you fucking crossed him hard. He believed it.
Dude, there was one time at the same restaurant, this guy worked there that everybody called Buddy.
We talk about him so much.
Me and Kev made up this song, and we were just singing it. And he's like, why are you singing that song? We're like, dude, Buddy, you made this up. And we convinced him that he made it up on a day he didn't even work.
How did that song go?
It was just it was just the Macarena, but we changed it to Buddy. Hey, buddy, buddy, hey, buddy, buddy, buddy. Hey, buddy, buddy, hey, buddy, buddy, buddy. And then at the very end, we go, hey, buddy. Then we would go, sorry for the language, virgin. But then we'd go, yeah. Faggot, or virgin.
And we convinced him that he made it up on a day he didn't even work.
And
you made it up on Friday. He's like, I didn't work on Friday. I'm like, dude, you made
it
up.
He came in and made it up, dude. He's like, oh, all right.
I did?
And dude, his sister also worked there. And we were like, dude, that girl up there is talking about how she wants to fuck you, man. You should hit it. He's like, you mean my sister? We're like, yeah, dude, you should fucking hit that, man.
But, dude, we said that to him so much.
I like Buddy a lot, though.
Yeah, dude,
but,
he's a great dude.
This dude, he's like a white supremacist, though.
Yeah. Dude, the funny thing is we can talk about that family as much as we want because I'm guaranteeing they don't know how to listen to a podcast.
Dude.
So we're fine.
We have an episode a long time ago that he's on.
I remember?
Yeah. We should find the clips from that.
But this dude, fuck, well, man. We yelled the whole episode. I did find parts of it. We just yell at him the whole time because he talks from like 100 feet away. We're like, dude, get up to the fucking mic, man.
Dude, we
mean Andrew?
Said all the same stuff to him like on that podcast, too. I don't think we'd be worried about it.
But he,
dude, Kev, remember that time with him with the Snickers?
Yeah, dude. But he has like tattoos of like rebel flags and stuff. And he'll just take a picture of it and be like, what do you guys think of that? Or like he'll post like Nazi propaganda and be like, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, yeah,
it's like, what do you think
awesome,
they are,
man.
Dude?
It's pretty great. One time, it was like fucking like 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, dude.
It was so fucking hot. And the Circle K's like AC was broken or whatever. And me and Kev are going there for something. And we see Buddy. And he's walking with this like fucking melted as shit Snickers.
Easily 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And none of the air or cooler, everything is fucking off of this gas station. So you can't buy any of the refrigerated products or anything. So he buys a melted ass fucking candy bar.
He's eating it while like the chocolate is just running down his hands. He's just eating it. What's up, guys?
We're like, Buddy, why did you buy that, dude? It's like almost liquid. And he's like, huh? And then he finishes it and just whips the wrapper on the ground. We're like, Buddy, you fucking pick that up, dude. You're not littering in front of us.
There are so many stores that would have been open that actually had AC.
Why did you buy that melted ass fucking Snickers, dude? It's just, it's like a melted pie. It's just like pie filling in a wrapper. You pick that shit up, Buddy.
Buddy,
I am Buddy.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot. Spence would always make a bunch of movie
oh,
posters
my God,
of him.
Dude. Buddy Tanic.
I am Buddy. Buddy Gump.
It was so good. When Spence just put him on Facebook, Buddy just commented like, "What the fuck."
Imagine seeing that.
Because we just never told him we were doing it.
Buddy Tanic.
Just imagine being Buddy and you just get online one day and you just see all these movie posters made with your face in it. Buddy Gump.
So fucking funny. Like you just never knew.
Imagine Buddy wearing a Wolverine mask.
Oh my God.
And trying to fight crime.
Dude, does he already have the sideburns? Yeah.
There was when they finally got Osama bin Laden.
Oh man!
I commented because he posted. He's like, "We got him." And I commented, I was like, well, we still haven't gotten Magneto yet, man. And he's like, yeah, we'll get him. I was like, buddy, you know that's a fucking villain from X-Men, right?
We'll get him. Fuck yeah.
Like, he probably thought that was an actual fucking bad guy in the real life.
Hey, Spence, will you, your last run-in with Buddy, will you tell us what he said when you told him that I had a kid?
I told him that you had a kid on the way, and he said, oh, that's cool. Is he married? And I said, no, I don't think so. And he said, oh, what is, you can't tame a wild stallion.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh my God. Dude,
I just went on his Instagram. The last picture he posted is him in a hard hat, and it just says, gotta love lunchtime.
Fuck. All right, yes. Fuck yeah.
I've liked every fucking photo.
You know what, buddy? Fuck it. I'm a white supremacist too now. I'm on your side.
Oh, you're changing your ways then, aren't you?
Well, I'm going back to where I was before, so.
Old Tooth is back.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. Every picture has a four-wheeler in it somewhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Dude, buddy is spitting some fucking mad game, dude. May 2nd, 2018, he posted on Instagram a picture that says, I dare you to send me nudes.
Oh, no, he didn't.
It has three likes. One of those is from me.
Did you send him nudes?
I don't know. I probably did.
We would rip on this guy like to no end, unless if we said anything about his nipples. And he would just get pissed.
I forgot his nipples are huge.
He would just get fucking pissed.
Would only wear wife beaters, and his nipples were so fucking big, dude.
Dude, why did he get so pissed about his nipples?
Because they were huge, man.
Like, yeah, but we ripped on him about like so many
fucking,
other things.
Like pencils, like golf pencils sticking out of your shirt.
Oh my God. He was the guy from Valley of the Dolls, huh?
Oh my God, yes. Dude, he's fucking good, dude. He posted this one picture. It's a girl bending over. And it says, who is brave enough for a cleavage challenge? And then he put, ha ha, you got a deal.
What?
What? What does that even mean?
You know what it means.
Dude, did he post on his fucking burner account?
Dude, I forgot. How many kids does he have? Oh my God.
I don't know, like fucking three?
He has redneck tattooed across his shoulders. I mean, I'm not surprised, but I mean,
where's the surprise?
It's just the fact.
Like the LeBron chosen one, but it's redneck.
Like if you told me he didn't have that, I'd be surprised.
Oh, man, this is good shit.
How much airtime we've just fucking devoted to Buddy.
I know, dude. I love Buddy.
And I'm fine with it. I'm pretty sure, like, if this airs, all of our listeners have already stopped listening, so it's fine. All
right, dude, Buddy, this is the caption he wrote. I like this, okay? And this is what it says. It's a picture of a hand flipping a coin. Heads or tails? Heads, you give me some tail. Tails, you give me some head.
Oh, fuck yes,
yeah,
dude.
Buddy.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's the ultimatum he gave my mom. I was wondering.
You should remember, since that's why you're here in the first place.
Exactly.
I found it, dude. May 11th, 2017. He posted a patch that has a swastika and says white power. And then he said, what does everyone think of this?
Oh my God, dude. What about Buddy just trying to out everybody?
Ugh.
Go on, out yourself.
Come on, what do you think of it?
Say it. Say what side you're on.
What side are you on? Like, what do you expect, man? What do you want us to say? You want us to come and be like, yeah, dude, I think that's pretty cool. Yeah, oh, I recognize that patch. I got it in fucking Cub Scouts. Yeah, see, Taco Bell's got those nacho fries back.
I know, oh, dude. Yeah.
I already made multiple stops.
Shit's fucking good. I did see that we were just followed by someone whose name on Twitter is Must Love Fetish.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Educational podcast hosted by professional online dominatrix and fetish expert. Hell yeah.
Nice.
Follow right back.
Wow. I may need to procure her services.
Yeah, that'd be cool. If it's a guy, then hopefully it's Kevin's dad.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
But he still wears, like, the leggings and the garters.
You don't pay him in money, you pay him in Marlboro points.
Oh, my God.
He has, like, his mustache, like, like into like a fucking dreadlock.
He's like, and buffalo hides, you pay him in buffalo hides too.
He's like, if you want to come visit me on my own private island, you can do that. It does take 1,000 Marlboro points, but you can visit me at Little Sam Elliott Island.
Oh my god, yes.
Fuck yeah.
Alrighty, how do you guys want to shut it down? Spence, you want to do some closing shit, dude?
Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on social media. Email us at brotherscommonplace@gmail.com. Like us and rate us and review us on wherever you get your podcasts.
We love it all.
But especially Apple Podcasts, I guess, because it's still important.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What about you, too? If you got any words of wisdom this week?
Well, it's who's thinking. I did think of a product. You never see, like, gay men roofing each other. You know what I mean? Like, you never see it.
Yeah, because we never see Andrew anymore.
So I kind of, I thought of a product, you know, because I was like, you know what? Maybe roofies just don't work on gay men.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I'm going to change the formula a little bit. And I did, did some scientific data and stuff like that. And I came out with a new roofie for gay guys. I call it a toofie. Oh, I almost used that for my opening.
Hell yeah, baby.
Figured I'd throw it out there.
I like that. Alrighty, Toof, you got some words of wisdom, brother? Something you want to drop on these people?
Fuck yeah, man. So I know you guys have been missing Andrews, and he pretty much only shows up on the words of wisdom, but this one's a true one, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, is it? Is it true?
Me and Andrew, when we hang out, you know, we just don't like chairs or floors or cushions or anything like that. Like, it just doesn't feel good to sit on, man. So we kind of just sit on each other.
Oh,
like, we
oh,
just sit on each other's yeah. laps and shit, dude.
Hell yeah.
And you know, we just started doing this, and we're not very good at it. We're amateurs at it, you know. And so, you know, we got pretty good at it, and Andrew's a lot better than me. You know, I'm just an amateur lap sitter.
Yeah.
But Andrew, he's pro-lapse, man.
Is that it?
And for those of you who don't know what it means me and Andrew are fucking beat up, and stick a fork in us because we're done, baby. Titty twist me and fucking fist me. Prolapse out.
Okay. All right. Hell yeah. I like that, dude.
Yeah.
So, all righty. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
Laugh at the dark stuff.
# wild man.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Oh.
Yes. Dude. Like # wild woman.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Hell yeah.
Changing it up. # boy pussy.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
# wild world.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Hashtag. I will stop ISIS.
Oh, yes.
That's still...
Like, I mean, we kind of have stopped it, you know, since we haven't let Andrew out.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
He's in the gimp cage.
Like, I mean, like, it's still going on, but he's not able to control it anymore. So...
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of stopped. You know, like, they're running wild. They're running wild like fucking Hulkamania, but, you know, they're...
And we're,
you know, they're not focused anymore.
And we're lucky we have an inside man with Buddy, so he can give us the lowdown.
And he gives us the lowdown like D-list.
Oh, my God, yes. You know what? Fuck it. # pretzel dog.
Oh,
shit, man.
Did that show up okay?
I don't know.
No, I mean, like, sound okay?
It sounded beautiful.
I mean, turn me on.
Yeah. I thought it was too far away.
And that's what you're trying to do.
All right, I'm hitting
#stop,
boys. Oh.
First katana.
Oh,
this is actually my first katana. I hate that you guys make fun of my only video. I was just trying
it's
to tell you.
One,
guys,
man.
I was just trying to tell you guys it was tape. You know, I was just trying to like make sure you guys knew that it was tape.
You're gonna have to cut
the
plastic.
Both of them.
Yeah.
You have to cut the plastic.
Cut the plastic. Press the record button again. We'll be right back.
Thanks for hanging out, my friends. We'll have to do it all again.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I really love it when you subscribe to our podcast and rate it and review it.
Give us some questions.
And sometimes you come over with your cute single friends who are girls because two-fourths of us don't have girlfriends. The Brothers Commonplace.